Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Congratulations.
Before I lose the entire audience, I want to raise my glass here to Aaron Rodgers.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
I love him.
With guest host Susie Schuster. Today's guests: VSIN Managing Editor Brent Musburger, CBS Sports NFL Analyst Amy Trask, writer and director of Disney Plus's Chang Can Dunk, Jingyi Zhao. And now, it's Susie Schuster.
That's right, back in the chair for Rich Eisen. I'm Susie Schuster. Happy to be with you. Amy Trask with me the entire second hour. The Princess of Darkness is back. By popular demand, by the way, I have to say that the response to having her on with me was really exciting and really fun, and God, I love her. So CBS Sports great Amy Trask here to break down what's keeping Rich up at night, which is still the ongoing saga of Aaron Rodgers. We'll talk Lamar Jackson as well, but first, in the first hour coming up soon, is one of my favorite broadcasters of all time, Brent Musburger and Chris Brockman. Good morning to you, and can you believe
what's up?
Everything in the world that's come in sports has come really from Brent Musburger's brain.
It's great. It's one of those things, too. Good morning to DJ and Jay. You guys are here also.
Hey,
I was going to say good morning myself. I was trying to bring you into the conversation, Chris.
You know, it's one of those things you have that conversation with your buddies like, oh, man, if I could pick one broadcaster to broadcast a day of my life, like, who would you pick? Brent's on the list.
I mean,
Brent is an all-timer, and it's, like, so awesome that we got him.
I mean, I'm so excited, TJ, so excited, Jay Felly, to have him there, and all of you guys here on the Rich Eisen Show. I'm excited to be back with you. 844-204-RICH. Call in. I'll tell you what he's doing on his little vacay with the boys.
And we know what he's doing. He's Instagramming pictures of his food.
He's got to put the phone down.
And I mean, no disrespect by this. I don't care what he's doing because I'm here. We're at work, and you're not. So you know, I don't want someone's vacation plans like weighing in on us.
But
you know,
oh, there he is. My Ty Rich is back
in
action.
Here.
Rich Eisen. Oh, that's Susie Eisen.
That's right, Charles. Good morning, Charles. Wherever you are, and I'm
and
sure you're sleeping.
And eat the food. Don't take pictures of it. Nobody wants to see it.
I know. It's very like Katie Couric once said, like, nobody cares about my tuna fish sandwich. And apparently nobody cares about spelling arugula right either, because he spelled arugula wrong on Instagram last night. Hi, TJ. Good morning. How are you? Good to see you here on the
Susie,
Roku channel.
It's good to see you. Pleasure.
So what did Siciliano bring for you guys out of curiosity? What did he bring? He must have brought what? Donuts?
I mean,
no.
He brought nothing.
Did he bring ice cream for hour two with Amy Trask?
I think yesterday he actually forgot me and Feller were allowed to talk because, man, he...
It did seem that way.
Jason, do I ever leave you out of a conversation? Do I ever leave you out, Jay Felly?
Never.
No.
You're the best.
Thank you. 844-204-RICH. Watch us on the Roku channel, channel 210. And listen to Sirius XM, Sirius 218, XM 202. I just get in the car, I hit the app because, as we all know, I'm not so great at tech. I go to the Roku app, I hit Rich Eisen, I press another button, and I listen, and it's very simple. So that's how I like to find the Rich Eisen Show. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, at Rich Eisen Show. Subscribe to our YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Don't look for me because I don't have social media, because I'm not very responsible with it and have a hot mouth. So I try to stay off of it. Great show, obviously. Like I said, Brent Musburger, Amy Trask, and then Jin Zhao, who's the director of Chang Can Jump.
Chang
Can Dunk, please, on Disney Plus, which you can also watch on Roku. Watched the movie last night, loved it, and it was fun. And
it's a fun feeling.
It's a fun feeling movie. A lot of Kobe made me a little emotional. And I just like any movie I can watch with my kids.
Yeah, that makes sense because you have children.
Yeah. Don't remind me.
And there's not a whole lot out there that's family friendly. So
there is not. So it was nice to actually put something on that I could actually force them to sit with me for more than 15 minutes at a time.
They kinda liked
loved it. Yeah, they loved it. Yeah, they were very happy with it.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Hey, listen.
Chris.
I think it's time to light the candle and open the booze. I mean, it's St. Patty's Day. Someone's Irish in this room.
I'm wearing all black. You know, like the homie. Jay Felly is
stupid.
Jay Felly's wearing green today.
Yeah, he is.
I got green
Chris,
on.
Chris, go kiss him. Come on, Chris.
What?
Go kiss him. Give him a nice smoocheroo.
Why,
yeah,
why,
here
why
he goes.
Would you do that?
Why not?
Where is he?
Oh, cutie pie. TJ's got green. I'll go kiss him.
Nah, he knows that'll work. By the way, that result in a fist fight.
Brockman's answering the phone lines today, so if you guys want to call in, he's answering.
Honestly, if you want to talk to me today, I'm answering the phones.
I need callers. Where are my callers? Because
Adam was like, oh, hey, I'm going to Chicago. You got to do the phones. I'm like, well, who's answering the phones? Who's your replacement?
Did he just tell you he was going? It wasn't like, can I go? It's like, I'm not going. No, Rich isn't there, so who cares?
That's even worse. The best part about this is the other day when he was like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to be here on Friday. I told Del Tufo. What, you mean the guy is never here?
He's never here.
He wasn't here when he said it. He's not here today.
Do you think he pulled a fast one, Adam, because he knew that, like, oh, Susie's a pushover. I'll just won't show
up
for
her. I think, honestly, he was just like, oh, it's a Friday. And Susie's here. We don't get a lot of callers when the guest hosts are here. Not apropos of you. Just like, right. We don't get a lot of callers with the guest hosts. No one's going to notice if I'm out on a Friday.
Okay, so callers, you heard that. I mean, so basically what Adam said was, you don't like me. I feel like that's what he was saying.
You know,
they don't care about calling in. Call in, you guys. I will take every call about everything.
Did you miss the part where I have to answer the phones?
I love it. Make Chris work.
You turned into Rich Eisen right there. I want to let you know that. You took something that was said and completely flipped it to the worst possible thing it could be. Like Adam saying, you know, we won't get many calls. It's not indicative of you. It's just when you have guest hosts, sometimes people don't call. You took it to mean that he didn't like you. That was not even close.
That was very rich of me, wasn't it?
Rich has a, your husband has a way of doing that, yes.
It's very Seinfeldian, very, very Larry. I mean, it really was, right? I went negative on that. I'm going to go positive. That's because people really want to hear what I have to say.
People, look, let me tell you something. Of all our guests, and all our guest hosts are great, and they're all really positively received. But when I tell you, like, social media-wise, literally, you have, like, 101% approval rating.
Oh, thank God.
You really do.
Wait till I screw up today. It's going to be great.
We won't let that happen.
Don't let it happen. All right, bracket-wise, guess who is leading in our house, by the way? Xander. Who does not watch?
Of course.
Xander took Furman. How about that?
Furman. He did?
I thought about you. I listened to you yesterday saying that. Xander, I was laughing so hard. Xander took Furman. What? I have no idea what he was thinking. I would have taken Princeton. I didn't do a bracket because I didn't even think about it. I mean, this is what happened. I feel like who was the one who slept for a million years and then, you know, it's like that whole, the old story about, you know, they went to sleep, woke up 100 years
Johnny
later.
Johnny Appleseed?
Yeah, maybe. In my world... In my Rip Van Winkle, thank you, Mike Hoskins.
That was Rip Van Winkle.
Rip Van Winkle. I mean, talk about like brain fog. Rip Van Winkle. I went to sleep and I woke up. I thought UCLA was still good. Apparently not. I mean,
UCLA is still good.
Well,
I picked them to win the championship.
You did?
Yeah, UCLA's has got a good. I mean, they're one of their best players got
but
hurt.
Remember when it was that made it really tough?
Yeah, it's going to make it tough.
But remember when it was like Louisville, Kentucky, and all these other schools, Duke, North Carolina,
Georgetown.
And now it's. Bama? I'm like, they're a football team. What's
Gonzaga's
happening here?
Gonzaga's always good.
Gonzaga's always good. John Stockton's school is always good.
That, yeah, Steve Nash. Well, Steve Nash didn't go to Gonzaga.
No, he
went to Santa Clara.
Yeah. No, Stockton is like the one-man band for Gonzaga, don't you think? The one-man band. It's all you think about when you think about...
By the way, we're out on John Stockton.
Why?
Let's not turn this into...
He has some controversial opinions these days.
Oh, well, that's another show. Anyway, also, great to see you, Chris.
Great to see you. Also, have you seen the new... I know Rich is obsessed with the Verizon commercials, but have you seen the AT&T ones for the tournament now with Adam Morrison, Steven Adams, and... Greg Oden. Did you see that one yesterday?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Brilliant.
Oh, God.
Different ad campaign, but yes.
Speaking of Gonzaga, Adam Morrison.
Adam Morrison, yeah.
No, I haven't seen any of them.
Two-time NBA champion Adam Morrison. Show that man some respect.
Okay, but you know, you said tournament. Have you ever heard Rich say tournament?
Oh,
every so often that thing comes out.
Hold on, the phone's ringing again.
Oh, God, yay. That's it. Keep them ringing. That's right, people. Call in here. 844-204-RICH is the number to call for this Rich Eisen show. Again, Amy Trask in the entire second hour. And by the way, once again, unlike Andrew Siciliano, I showed up with stuff.
I mean, you never come empty-handed.
No, I never do. It's like such a mom. It's like a soccer mom. I might as well bring cuties next time. But
we appreciate you.
Big-time reveal in the second hour. Amy and I are two things women don't do normally, which we're going to sit here and break down an ice cream situation. So I want you guys to all get your spoons for the second hour.
Oh, okay.
We're going to dive
you did bring ice.
Babes, I brought a duffel bag full of stuff.
Man, you should come more often.
I have more demands than the Jets and Packers combined, you know. So Rich is still not sleeping, even though, you know, listen, he's smelling the trade winds. He's having a great time with his guys. Still losing sleep over the Aaron Rodgers situation. And here's my question for you. Mm-hmm. How are we not done with this yet? How are we not over this yet? And again, thank God Amy's here, TJ.
Yeah.
But kind of feel like if it was like two women negotiating, we would have been done by now. I'm just saying, we just get things done a little quicker. Like,
you have a tendency.
The picks and Rich is like, don't listen to the deadline thing, September. It's all going to get done. I can't take it in the two picks. I'm like, I don't know. I mean, make a decision here, guys. This is just getting tedious, don't you think? It's like enough already. Like, make your decision. Is it the two picks? Is it before the draft? Will the Jets get something back? Do they need to bolster their young quarterback around, whoever it's going to be? I mean, let's face it, guys. Call it a day and play football.
I mean, we kind of, I think, can all come to the agreement, Chris, maybe that they're going to drag this out as long as humanly possible. And I think it's just for the story.
I think.
Because this, you're right. This could have been done, but I don't think it's going to get done anytime soon.
I think it's hilarious. I think the Packers are like, look, Aaron, we've been kind of sick of your ass for a while now.
Right.
And you want to go over there? Cool. Well, they're going to have to pay. And they're going to make him sweat it out. Will it get done? Yeah, it'll get done.
It'll get done.
It'll get done.
Not in a timely fashion, though.
He's never playing for the Packers again. As someone else is calling right now.
Keep calling, people. Chris doesn't do much here. Just keep calling. I mean, it's like ridiculous.
Line two.
I hope Adam
Susie
is enjoying whatever. He Instagrammed a meal last night, too. I hope he's enjoying it as well.
I never Instagram food. It's so stupid.
No one cares.
Nobody cares what you had. And also, it looks kind of show-offy. It's like, what are you eating? I might Instagram out my ice cream to my four followers today. I mean, like my four friends who will follow me, but
I've already eaten a whole pint of mint chip.
You are disgusting.
It's going to be disgusting over here in a minute.
By the way, I brought multiple containers, knowing that Chris would hoover his way through the first hour.
Man's loves
hoover
ice cream.
His way. You don't even have the toppings yet. What's
I
wrong?
I can't even
with
eat
you?
Any of that.
There's
stuff
no
anymore.
Jimmy's
my
on that yet.
Sprinkles.
There's no Jimmy's on that yet.
Sprinkles.
Whatever.
Sprinkles.
Fighting words.
Sprinkles.
Come on, guys.
Anyway, I think it's hilarious. Like, two teams that really aren't going to matter next year. Like, the Jets, we're going to see them on TV, but what? Come on. They're going to go 9-8 again. They're going to be such a disappointment.
Oh, and everyone's like, hilarious. Oh, Rich is like, yeah, we're going all the way next year. But no, you're not.
Going all the way
we'll
where?
We'll see you 2 weeks in New England, all right? One at home and one at away.
They're going to buy a ticket to the Super Bowl like the rest of us.
I mean, don't joke. I'm just saying that I the other thing I wanted to bring up, we talked about this a couple minutes ago. Let's not pretend that these guys don't know who the reporters are.
I'm
from the Jurassic age, and you know, obviously I lived with the Lakers for a couple of years, three years, and spent a long time on the road with ABC, but the guys know your name. So let's not pretend we don't know who Diana Rossini is. I mean, let's give people the credit. Reporters work so hard and so hard at trying to do the right thing. 95% of them. But let's give everybody a little bit of credit here and treat each other with respect. You know, I know that I worked my rear off to have great contacts and the guys that you can, you know, shackle say, like, I did my job.
Mm-hmm.
But don't pretend we don't know who they are. This story is all anybody's talking about. I'm totally over it. I just want to know, at what point will the Jets lose next year with or without Aaron Rodgers, right? I mean, that's all I care about.
You know, Rich says that, like, if you're suffering from Rodgers fatigue, then you shouldn't watch football. But, like, how could you not be suffering from fatigue from this story? Just get the deal done. And, like, I don't want to hear about this every day, but we have to talk about it every day.
Again, if Amy and I were doing this,
it would have been done.
We'd sit down. We'd hammer it out. I wouldn't fly her to Lucky's until I knew what was going on. I'd want to know in advance, what do you want from me? What do you want from me?
Mm-hmm.
I feel for Lamar Jackson, too. The tweet went out saying 31 teams will be disappointed they didn't take me, or I paraphrase. But, wow, that's another one to ask Amy about. What is happening with Lamar Jackson? And why aren't there a lot of other suitors out there? Is it the effect from last year and the negotiations? What is it? And so that'll be something we'll talk about, not only with Amy, but with Brent Musburger, my all-time favorite announcer of all time, and people. I mean, I just think when I was digging into Brent a little bit again, just as a reminder, it's so incredible. His intersection with sports. And I thought to myself, that's the next documentary I want to see.
By the way, that little blurb that you text to me and Chris asking us, did we know that, which I'm sure you'll bring up. For as much as I think I know about sports, I'm pretty sure I never knew that fact that you're going to talk to Brent about regarding college basketball. That was pretty amazing.
What I love about you, TJ, is that was a nice tease. That was great. That was well done.
I try.
Yeah, you did a great job.
People
there.
Are literally calling me just to say hi.
Call Chris Brockman, 844-204-RICH. That's 844-204-RICH. Just call him.
This is the most I've talked on the phone in like months.
Like, even if you don't want to talk to me, just keep him busy. He doesn't do much here.
Hey, it's 9:15. So you know
do
what,
much here
you know
on the
Roku
channel. What's that?
It's mimosa time.
Let's go. Bang. Happy St. Patty's, people. Yeah, you guys. That was a good Salute. Sound. That was great.
Go.
I'm nothing
great
if not
audio.
Consistent.
I,
yeah, good
I
audio.
Love doing that on camera.
Isn't that SMR? Isn't that what the kids are calling it now?
ASMR or something?
ASMR? Feller,
that sounds like something Feller would be into.
My kid's 3.
Ouch.
Do you want to tell the story innocent. About Cage and what happened with
How
you?
I got peed on last night?
Wait, what? What?
Real quick before we get to Brent.
Let's do that. So Nothing sets up Brent Musburger like the story
no,
of
the
kid peeing. No. Now you got to go with it. Now
you peed on me. We're sitting there watching PJ Masks, and I got the tournament on the, if sound like Rich, I got the brackets on the other TV. I have 2 TVs in the living room. It's all good. And then all of a sudden, we're sitting there. He's eating his peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And then I feel my leg get warm. And then I look down. And I'm like, did you just pee on me?
How?
And he's like, yeah, daddy, I went pee. I'm like, yeah, no kidding. All over the couch, all over my leg. It's great.
Well, nighttime is the right time to fight crime, in case you didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't have a rhyme. Like
you don't have a rhyme.
Well done.
So true. You have no rhymes.
You love the nighttime.
I've got no rhymes.
I mean,
it's terrible.
Let me tell you something. That's up there with Caillou. After a while,
things you hate.
You know, PJ Masks is better than Caillou. Anything's better than Caillou.
PJ like, Masks is not
after
terrible
a while. It's not terrible, but after a while,
of
like
kid shows. But yeah, after a while, it's like okay. Can we watch something else?
I mean, that nighttime is the right time to fight crime. Really gets into your head.
Super gecko muscles.
Oh, there you go. I heard that. Exactly.
That's ASMR or whatever that thing is.
Cage loves saying ASMR. He just likes going, I'm Catboy. Like, cool.
You're like, gecko. What about, are you at, this is not a sports conversation, but we'll have it. We're going to talk Chink and Dunk later, so we're going to talk a lot about kids'
great
stuff today.
Great movie.
Really, just a fantastic movie and a good feel-good. But, you know, we can also talk about the fact that you're not up to Paw Patrol yet.
Oh, no, we are. We're in all of it.
You are.
We're Blaze, Paw Patrol, PJ Masks. We've kind of gotten off of the Cars.
That's sad.
We've moved on from Cars.
Because he was heavily into Cars, right?
I really like that movie. And I actually don't mind Cars 2. I know people hate Cars 2. I think it's fine.
What about Cars 3?
Cars 3 is good too. I like all of them. I'm actually wishing there was a Cars 4. What are we doing?
You've got a director from Disney Plus today. Pitch it.
Let's go. Cars 4.
I think it's a great idea. Let's pitch it.
What are we waiting for?
What are we waiting for? I mean, my God. Okay. We have so much time on our hands while we wait for Aaron Rodgers and the Packers and the Jets to iron this out. We can pretty much talk about anything. I mean, we have days. So, so Brent Musburger will be with us. I really want to have you guys just call in. Like I said, Chris doesn't do a lot here. So if you just keep calling, we have some callers already. And by the way, suck it, Adam. Phone's ringing. I'm just saying. Did
no,
I just say
Adam
that? That's not
here.
Nice.
Time out, Susie. Those aren't the glasses we agreed upon before the show.
We need to get to break.
Okay.
Let's go to break.
There you
Let's
go.
Go to break. We're back in the 70s. When we come back, the greatest guy in all time, Brent Musburger, right here on The Rich Eisen Show.
Men, do you get distracted during the day thinking about your underarms sweating, itching, or emitting an odor? Do those thoughts keep you from showing care when it counts? New and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant with 72-hour sweat and odor protection and 1-quarter moisturizing cream helps you forget about your underarms so you can be present for the moments that matter. Don't let underarm insecurities keep you at arm's distance from the ones you care about. Buy new and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant wherever personal care products are sold.
Youth football is all about style and fun, and the NFL celebrates that through play football.
an initiative aimed at creating positive experiences for players, coaches, and parents, with the goal of preserving and promoting the values of the game. On the football field, kids can continue to grow through teamwork and build trust as leaders. To learn more and to find a league near you, visit playfootball.com. The future of football is here. You in?
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Keep calling us 844-204-RICH because Chris Brockman has little to do on the show besides eat ice cream. And I want you guys to call in and just keep him busy. Susie Schuster here in for Rich Eisen. Thrilled to be with you here on Roku Channel. And now I get the pleasure of bringing in my top guest, and I was so thrilled to have him call in because I think Brett Musburger is the most interesting man in the world, and wanted to have him on, just basically tell him to park his way on the phone and talk to us about all things Brent. Hi, Brent, how are you?
Hi, Susie. Susie, I need some winners. I need some winners on Friday. I had a dark Thursday. You know what I mean? How are you, Susie?
Tell me that you didn't take Princeton and Furman. Come on, Brent.
I did. I had Furman. That was my lone. No,
did you really?
I had Northwestern. I had the alma mater. But don't ask me about anybody after that. Are you kidding me?
I would like to know.
Tigers.
Yeah, I mean,
Princeton Tigers. Holy Toledo.
I want to know who's the one guy in the world who has their bracket not blown up by now. There's got to be somebody out there.
Yeah, somebody who flips coins.
That's right.
Or uses their pet dog. You know, somebody like that might still be alive, but it was it's always wonderful to have March Madness, and everybody enjoys it so much. I was very, very hopeful that stockbrokers are some of the biggest gamblers in the world, those people who work back from Wall Street, and I was so hopeful that they would take their eye off the bank stocks and forget about it for 48 hours and just bet basketball. But apparently when I get up this morning in the Pacific time zone here in Las Vegas, they have not. Bank stocks are cruising downward. Susie, we need some good news. You know what I mean,
Brent? We need a lot of good news, and you're in the right city for that. But I have to say, but I just couldn't believe when I was digging into you again, Brent. What aren't you responsible for in terms of catchphrases in sports? When I was doing my deep dive, just to reconfigure everything I knew about you before, I had no idea that March Madness came from you. That the idea of March Madness came out of your mouth in 1982. Can you tell us that story, please?
Well, actually, we have to give full credit. I'll tell you a cute anecdote about the story and how March Madness came to be. First of all, the first time it was used, to the best of the NCAA and the network's knowledge, was CBS took March Madness away from NBC. We outbid them for the tournament. NBC had regionalized it for several years. The executive who deserves a lot of credit is no longer with CBS. His name is Kevin O'Malley, a young man who went to Boston College. Loved college basketball. And he was at a bar, a saloon, one evening in New York, and we were watching a Notre Dame game against BYU, of all things. Danny Ainge was playing very well. And he looked over at me and he said, "We're going to bid for this, and we're going to get the tournament for next year," which CBS did. They had enough money to do it. And we did all the games on a regional basis. In other words, the local television stations carry the game that was relevant to their particular area. I was the host. I was not the play-by-play man when CBS got. Gary Bender was the original play-by-play man for CBS. But I had a board physically where I actually put names of the teams up and everything. And it was late one Thursday evening after the opening games. And I said, we had a couple of big upsets late that night out of the West Coast. And I said, folks, this is madness. This is March Madness. Now, where it came from, I didn't just pull it out of thin air. But when I was a newspaper man and a broadcaster back in Chicago, when I started, there was a car dealer who was always close to the state high school basketball tournament in the state of Illinois. It was a big, big deal. In fact, the state high school basketball tournament at that time in Indiana and Illinois was actually bigger than the college tournament. And he referred to it in an ad that ran in our paper, the Chicago's American, as March Madness. And he would print the games. But then, of course, underneath he would have, his car sales for March. That was all part of March Madness. And that stuck with me when I went to the network. Well, they wanted to copyright it. The NCAA wanted to copyright it. And the state of Illinois alerted them that they had used March Madness before they had. So obviously the attorneys came to me and asked me, and I said, listen, I said, that definitely was started by the state of Illinois and their downstate high school basketball tournament. It had nothing to do with college. I said, and if I'm called to testify in any kind of court proceeding, I will tell you, and I will tell the judge, and I will tell whoever else is there, that this belongs to the state of Illinois, not the NCAA. Well, a settlement was made. The NCAA didn't argue with what I told them because it was the truth. And they paid the state of Illinois. I have no idea what the sum was. And now the NCAA does own, they have the copyright to March Madness. But that's how it began. And it stems from the Illinois State High School Basketball Tournament and a car dealer in Chicago. And I just... Susie, it was accidental. It wasn't something I wasn't thinking about, but we had a couple of big upsets late that night. I was at the board, and so I called it March Madness, and obviously it stuck, and it's a great description. The NCAA at one time actually considered moving the tournament to April, and the fact that March Madness became a copyright and so many people refer to it has impacted the NCAA to keep it where it is in March. But if that had not been copyrighted, believe me, they would have moved the tournament into April. March is a little bit tricky for them to gear back up after the Super Bowl and everything, and they thought they could grow college basketball better if they delayed the tournament. But because it's known far and wide and forevermore as March Madness, they will play the tournament in March, with the championship game being in the early stages of April. And that's the story.
Brent Musburger here on the Rich wow. Eisen Show. I could hear you basically tell the story of nothing just because your gift of gab is so extraordinary. What's your favorite March Madness story?
There are so many. Back in the 80s, I will tell you one. In fact, somebody asked me about it yesterday. I was making my way through one of the casinos and talking to people. And Villanova was set to play Georgetown in the championship, and the championship was in a small building for, you know, the championship game. That today, of course, they're played in the big football stadiums and everything, so they pack more people in. But this one was played at the University of Kentucky down in Lexington. And in that tournament, we had three. In fact, the last time they had three teams in one conference, the Big East had three teams, Villanova and Georgetown being two of them, and they advanced. I believe the other two teams might have been St. John's and Memphis, but I don't remember. Anyway, I know what the championship game was. It was Villanova and Georgetown. John Thompson was coaching Georgetown. Raleigh Massimino was coaching Villanova. But this time, I'm now doing the play-by-play. I'm not the host. John Thompson was somewhat difficult to deal with. A very decent human being. Did a great job at Georgetown, but didn't like the media probing around what he was doing in practice, etc. So he kept the Hoyas in Louisville, which leads to part of this story later. But Villanova stayed in Lexington, and Raleigh Massimino was at practice on Sunday. And I went over to watch Villanova practice because I was not going to be allowed to watch the Hoyas practice up in Louisville. So I sat through the Villanova practice. They had played Georgetown twice during the regular season. They had taken them to overtime once before losing. They had lost both times. And Raleigh was there after practice, and I went over to him, and I believe my question was something like, Raleigh, what in the world are you going to do to stop Patrick Ewing and this talented Hoya team this time? And he kind of looked at me with this weird look, and he said, you don't think we can win this game, do you? And I said, Raleigh, you're up to a 12-point underdog in some places. I said, you got your hands full. He said, let me tell you, Musburger. He said, I like that sport coat you're wearing. I'll bet you that sport coat that we win this game. I said, Coach, what do I get if you lose it? And we laughed. And he said, I'll take you out to dinner in Philadelphia. I said, okay, Raleigh. Game on. Well, the rest is history. A Monday night of one of the great upsets in the history of the championship. And I don't think it would have occurred today simply because Raleigh was able to slow the pace down. They didn't have a shot clock. And they upset Georgetown. Now, to go back to the Louisville part of the story, I have always thought, because the Hoyas ran into very difficult traffic traveling from Louisville to Lexington that night in their bus, I have always thought that they were impacted by having to sit in that bus. I think it was upwards of an hour, an extra hour, in the travel. Traffic was that heavy coming into Lexington that night to party or watch the game or whatever. And I think that those two things helped. Well, anyway, my sport coat had been purchased from a clothier in Westport, Connecticut. Mr. Bill Mitchell was Mitchell's. And so I went up and I said, Bill, this sport coat that you sold me that I liked so very much, I lost to Raleigh Massimino. Can we make one that would fit him so I can keep mine? And we laughed. And of course he did. And I went over to Philadelphia and I presented Raleigh Massimino in a private party with a couple of libations, if you know what I mean. I presented him with his sport coat. And that's probably the only time I ever bet a coach on the outcome of a game and lost. But it was memorable because it still goes down as one of the great upsets in the history of the NCAA tournament.
We're not afraid of a libation here, Bryn. We're not afraid of that.
The other one, go ahead.
We're not afraid of a libation here. We drink every Friday. I bring mimosas, Brent. I'm just saying. Well, you go on with the rest of the story.
Yeah, well, just the, and I didn't mean to interrupt you, but the other one is because you see the video all the time. When North Carolina State pulls off its upset of Houston, Albuquerque, of all places, in the small building, everybody sees that picture for about 4 seconds of Jim Valvano prancing around the middle of the floor, looking a little bit lost, nobody around him. Well, what happens next in that video is I was the host that night. Gary was the play-by-play guy. And all of a sudden, Jim Valvano is in our set sitting in a chair. He didn't know where to go. And so the network quickly came to me to interview Coach. And Valvano was also a great friend. And we later worked together. And I missed him dearly. He was an outstanding analyst. And Jimmy Valvano taught me something that to this day I use. I said, Coach, when you're traveling and, you know, your plane is late, you're sitting there in an airport, well, how do you pass time? Because you don't like to drink that much. What do you do? He said, you know, Brent, I'll sit next to a complete stranger, and how I open the conversation is, what's your story? And I said, what do you mean? He said, listen, everybody's got a story. And you get them talking. And he said, you take the conversation from there. And, you know, I've used it a couple times when I've been delayed in airports. And Coach Valvano was right on the money. What's your story? And, man, it's amazing. It's amazing the backgrounds you learn about different people. Now, of course, in the era of the cell phone, you can't get people to take their eyes off their cell phone. Or you know what I mean?
Well, God forbid you have a conversation. You're too busy tweeting or YouTubing or texting. If everybody that you've interviewed, who's been the most fascinating?
Oh, but beyond a shadow of a doubt. Number one, number two, number three, Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali actually helped me get my job in broadcasting. I was a part-time radio guy, and I had known Muhammad from being a newspaper man in Chicago, and I had covered his rise. And when he became a Muslim, I actually covered that story. And I would go down to his house down on the south side of Chicago, very modest home. And would go in, and he would delight in seeing somebody with a tape recorder. And Susie, actually, I'd ask Muhammad maybe one question, and he'd take it for 15 minutes from there. And then I'd go back and I'd play the tape up on the CBS radio station. And that's how I got my first job when they made me the offer. And I'll never forget. I went back over to Chicago as American. I had this offer, and I had a mortgage. I married Lorraine, first child. And I said, you know, I've been offered this contract by this radio station full time. I'm going to take it. And Luke Carroll, the managing editor at the time, said, you're going to leave a newspaper column to go to radio? To talk about, are you crazy? And I said, yeah, I guess I am. But I was hopeful that he'd make a counter offer and I could stay at the newspaper, but he didn't. And so I left the typewriter behind. We didn't have word processors in the day. And I went to work at WBBM, and within a year I was also downstairs doing the strip on television, and that's how it all started. But I really believe the key figure, to go back to your question, Muhammad Ali was a wonderful character to be around, and he was a great showman, and he loved being interviewed. Later we interviewed him, of course, many a times on television, being in Chicago and everything, and Susie, he was some character, and I loved Muhammad.
We are all the better, Brent Musburger, that offer was not matched, I have to say. I'd love to know, when people see you in a casino and when they stop you, what do they want to, do they want you to say you're looking live? Like, what do they say to you?
You know, it's funny because yesterday I had something happen to me that never, VSIN, the company that my nephew started, Vegas Stats and Information Network, which is a gambling network on sports, which we started just before the Supreme Court legalized it in New Jersey, and then the United States took it from there. But we had to put out a T-shirt when my guys in the desert, of course, was my first show, and the way I closed it and opened it is, cash some tickets, folks, because cash and tickets is what it's all about. And they put out a T-shirt back in that day, I don't know, what are we, 7 years old now? And it's got a likeness of my face, and it's on the front of it, cash and tickets is what it's all about. And so help me, I was going through the Red Rock, which is close to my home, Stations Casino here in Las Vegas, and a man walked, and I did a double take, and he had the T-shirt on. And he recognized me immediately, and I started laughing, and he started laughing. And the first thing that they always say is, can I take your picture? Can I have a picture with you? And yeah, of course, in this era of cell phones. And of course I did. And then probably the second question after the picture is, who do you like today? Who do you like? You know, I become the oracle, and I try not to, because listen, I'm no better than anybody else, and I know how difficult those numbers are. I'll give them whatever I think might be a safe bet for them to take. But it's normally, Susie, when you make your way, the picture is number one. They want that, or they might say you are looking live, and you know they might start that way, and it's always a conversation, and I always stop, and because we wouldn't be anything, any of us, in this business without the audience, and it's been so great being part of it, and I actually like talking to the people who are over there having a great time. And there's no scene in the casino. Anybody who likes sports at all, especially college basketball, should make their way to Vegas one time for the opening weekend, the Thursday, Friday. Those are the days to just be in a sports book and soak up the energy and the entertainment. I have one bookmaker here, Chris Andrews, down at the South Point, and he put up a couple years ago, first team to score 15 points, okay? Doesn't have anything to do with the final score in the game, but score 15 points, and he puts the prices out on every game. And I just love to go down to the South Point on Thursday or Friday and just watch the crowd go crazy when one team hits 12 and the other team's stuck on 8. And it's interesting because sometimes that team stuck on 8 will make it to 15 first, and it's a little bit like the coin flip at the Super Bowl. You've got this great energy in the sports book. And the reason why the bookies like March Madness better than the Super Bowl because people just hand over their cash. So many games, so much action. They've got the advantage with the numbers. And I think last year Chris told me on the first of 15, I think the South Point on one day lost, I think it was $38,000. But he laughed and he said, but we got it all back before they hit the exits. And so it's just a great time. It's a great party over here in Las Vegas, and it's fun to watch. I always tell everybody, especially youngsters, I say, listen, be careful. If you think you're going to make a living betting sports, think again. And if you think you're going to beat the numbers that those guys put out, think again. But if you want to have some recreation and enjoyment, Yeah, sure. We've got the $1,000 bettors. We've got the $100,000. We've got Mattress Mack down in Houston. Of course, we've got those. But those are the exceptions. Most of the people who bet sports are the $20 up to the $100 bettors, and that's what fuels the industry.
It's incredible. Brent, can I implore you to stand by during the break? We come back to ask you a couple questions about modern-day NFL.
Yeah, sure.
Got a couple minutes?
Go ahead.
You got to run? You got a couple minutes? You can be honest.
A couple minutes.
Okay.
I got a couple minutes.
We're going to go to break right back here on the Rich Eisen Show with Brent Musburger right after this break.
Monster.com can help you tackle the job hunt and make your next career move. In football and in life, there's the regular season and then there's the playoffs. Monster.com knows that scoring your next job, that's a playoff moment. To bring your A game, you need Monster.com. Looking to change positions and join a new team? Monster can help. Monster.com has millions of job openings and great coaching and career advice for a strong performance when it counts. Plus, when you upload your resume to Monster.com, you can be recruited by employers before they even post their jobs. Monster.com specializes in building the right teams for employers and knows how to match you with those job fits. When you score the position, Monster.com's salary calculator ensures you're paid what you're worth. The regular season is history, and we all know the playoffs are no time for messing around. It's time to get off the sidelines and go to Monster.com and win the job hunt. Monster.com.
Have you noticed how a lot of insurance commercials are kind of gimmicky? They've got jingles and mascots, and they try to be real cute and clever. But really what matters, in fact, it's the only thing that matters, is the insurance. Which is why I want to tell you about NJM. Because for over 100 years, NJM has been going about their business protecting their clients' biggest investments, their homes and their cars, with award-winning customer service. The most important thing is knowing you have the right coverage with a company you can rely on when you need them. And that's NJM. When you apply for an auto, home, or renter's policy, NJM will work with you to ensure you get the coverage that's just right for you. And when you upgrade to NJM, you could save real money on your auto insurance. Better service and possible savings. No jingles, no mascots, just great insurance. NJM. Visit njm.com/podcast for a quote to see how much you could save on your auto insurance. njm.com/podcast.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, Susie Schuster in for Rich, and the great Brent Musburger stayed on very nicely through the break for two more questions for you, Brent, because you're just too great to talk to, and I had to ask, what's your take on this current drama that has the NFL gripped with Aaron Rodgers and the Packers and the Jets? How will this shake out, do you believe?
Well, it's going to shake out with Aaron Rodgers quarterbacking the New York Jets. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But it does bring together, Susie, what I think is oil and water is going to be delightful for us as the fans, and that's Aaron Rodgers versus the New York press. They've already started. Every day I have to look at the covers on the New York Post, and they've already started. Yesterday, Aaron Rodgers in a jet and under a Top Gun, and we'll go from there. You know, most divas in the NFL have been wide receivers or defensive backs. Those are the two positions where you get your most divas. Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback is an exception. There's no doubt he's a diva. But like most divas, the public is very fascinated in what you do, what you say, and they will follow. They will follow Aaron Rodgers. But I happen to believe, and I know some other people don't believe this, but I think the Jets hold the cards because the Packers don't want Aaron Rodgers anymore. They want to move on from him. So therefore, I don't think the Jets are going to have to give up as much as the Rams did for Matthew Stafford. Okay, basically, they gave up. Let's start at the top with two number ones plus a starting quarterback. Let's not forget that Jared Goff has done a decent job with the Detroit Lions since going over there. So in my opinion, and the situation that exists, how long will Rodgers stay? You know, he's older than Matthew Stafford moving over there. Now, will he give the Jets just 1 year, or will he give them 2 or 3 years as their quarterback? And the Jets and the Packers could reach an agreement along those lines. Another number one draft choice, let's say that he achieves certain numerical standards as a quarterback and agrees to come back for his second year, maybe that means the second number one goes in the direction of the Packers. I'm not close to either of the front offices. I think it's a terrific off-season story. It keeps the NFL in the headlines, and no group in the history of this country has ever done better from a public relations standpoint than the National Football League. And this gives everybody something to talk about. Every show that I've been on about March Madness, eventually I get asked about Aaron Rodgers. And even here in Las Vegas, I get asked a lot more about Aaron Rodgers than I do Jimmy Garoppolo, who's going to be the new Raider quarterback, Susie. So it's going to be a fascinating story. But my prediction is that Aaron Rodgers will be the quarterback of the New York Jets next season.
The great Brent Musburger here on The Rich Eisen Show. Brent, before you go, I will ask you, who is going to win it all this tournament? And then I'll let you go.
Roll damn tide.
It's the tide, isn't it?
You know, I think they're the best team in the country. I don't, full disclosure, one of the few coaches I don't know. I don't think I've ever been around Oates. And I think he's done a terrific job because he's handled an ugly situation off the field well, and he's kept that team performing. And a lot of times, Susie, when you get that major distraction like Alabama's basketball team has had, it impacts your performance on the floor. But so far, that has not proven to be the case. Now, I think everybody should keep an eye on Houston because the Final Four is there. I would select Kansas to also go to the Final Four, but I'm pulling for my buddy Bill Self. That was major heart surgery that he underwent. You know, he's going to miss the Big 12 tournament because of an illness. That was no illness. That was major heart surgery. And I hope Coach is feeling better. I hope he's able to get back. But I will tell you, having been around the Kansas program, they depend heavily on Bill Self as a game leader. And so that's, I put UConn in out of that division. And I went back with my buddies from Purdue. Full disclosure, my stockbroker in Chicago is from Purdue. The Boilermakers usually fail this time of year. I'm fully aware of that. But I got the Boilermakers going in and playing Alabama in one semifinal. But you asked me the question, and I'll say it again. Roll damn tide.
Brent, you're like driving a Cadillac. Thank you so much for your time and your generosity.
Say hello to Rich.
I sure will.
Okay. Take care, Susie. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brent. And thanks for holding on and staying on for a second one. Really appreciate your time.
What a legend.
You know, you can't go to break and just not ask him to stay on. It's kind of like, it's a little bit of a move for me to ask him to stay on. But every story he tells, I think, is crazily interesting. And again, like, maybe that's a documentary. He's been everywhere. He's probably the greatest quoted broadcaster, except for maybe, do you believe in miracles? Wouldn't you imagine, Chris?
Yeah, it's like him and Al and Marv. And just those guys from, like, our generation, these older broadcasters who, you know, they kind of started everything that you're seeing now, all those talking head shows and the pregame shows. These guys started it. And it's kind of awesome that Brent's still in the mix and he's still nice enough to call in and talk to us, and he still has the great pipes. And
he sounds amazing.
And his memory, his recall is still on point, that he can, you know, just rattle off stuff like it just happened. And I love Brent. It was awesome. It was really nice of him to call in.
I don't remember yesterday, and he's remembering things, right? Like, you know, TJ brought up this incredible poolside photograph that he's in with Joe Namath. And, yeah. And what wasn't he a part of? And I guess that's why I really wanted him to call in today, and I'm super grateful that he did, because he is an indelible part of sports broadcasting history, sports period.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't say you're looking live?
He's like Forrest Gump. I mean, it's just like any big moment in our sports lives or our sports memories, he was there, or he was the voice for it. And all-timer.
And to get back to that March Madness tease, the story he finally shared about how the March Madness thing came about.
Like, that's crazy.
no idea that that was the case.
I know. He's also incredibly generous with his time, like we said. And when I was a kid starting out, he was Brent Musburger. I was so intimidated, and he was so kind and cool with his time. And you never get past that. You always remember who put their hand out for you when you're starting out. And he was that for me, and I always appreciated it. He and Leslie Visser are the two people that were the most generous with their time when I was coming up. So you always appreciate that. But yeah, I think he's incredible. And by the way, if you want Vegas picks, who do you go to besides Brent? Can you imagine walking through a casino with him? People just must be like so excited to see him come through. Have you ever been to Vegas for a Final Four?
I've been for the first weekend. I've done that trip before. I've been to a couple Final Fours when Syracuse had made it. With Andrew, actually. But just walking through the casino, seeing your face on a T-shirt, and then that dude going, hey, can I get a picture? And who do you like tonight? Like, that's the Vegas dream. Brent's just, he's the best.
Yeah, he's the greatest. Well, we have another great when we come back. Amy Trask joining us for most of the
another legend.
Second hour. Another legend. It's Legendary Friday. It's St. Patrick's Day. It's ice cream and booze. Where it's else mimosa. Can you find that? On the radio when we come back.
Oh, we got two games and going on right
Roku.
Now?
I mean, I try to bring a little something extra to Roku.
We got Xavier and Kennesaw State, TJ.
Okay.
Michigan State, USC. Going on right
28-27,
now.
28-27, Michigan State, USC. All right, who do we got? Who else we got?
And Xavier's Kennesaw up
13. Oh, yeah. Okay, so also, that's a 7-point difference.
Also, Susie, I love how you asked Brent if he would hold on for a little bit to do the extra segment.
I was a little nervous.
These guys love you. Like, no one's going to tell you no. He would have hung up on Rich, I'm quite sure of, but no one tells you no.
Hey, Rich, I got to go. You know, I got to just be honest.
You know, this is my problem. I sat there thinking, I haven't asked him about Aaron Rodgers. I haven't asked him who's winning at all. Anybody out there who's watching this on Roku or radio or wherever you are would be like, Susie, what kind of idiot are you? Ask him who's going to win. So I took that deep breath and I dug deep. It may have been the...
Well, you're a professional. This isn't your first rodeo.
The liquid courage over here. Well, but,
hey, to salute, you know.
So, yeah, Amy Trask, when you come back, the Princess of Darkness, by the way, the best ice cream lover of all time. Where else can you sit here eating ice cream at 10 o'clock in the morning?
And drinking people? Mimosas.
Drinking. I mean, wasting time with the best of them while Rich is sleeping off a hangover is fantastic. He'll be up. He's very into FaceTiming me, like, when the sun sets. I'm like, babe, I'm putting down our three kids. Like, great sunset. Peace out. Mahalo.
Can we talk about,
look, honey, it's the sunset.
Can we talk about,
like,
Rich's selfie game when
look,
we
guys,
come back?
Look, guys, Big Ben.
Can we talk about his selfie game when we get back?
When we come back. Selfie game with TJ and Amy Trask right here on The Rich Eisen Show.
No one in the wrestling business has experienced the trials and tribulations, along with redemptions and longevity, quite like Jeff Jarrett. Come along for the ride on the My World with Jeff Jarrett podcast.
They didn't really brand belts in the heyday of boxing. You know, Muhammad Ali, Sugar Ray Leonard. I mean, they had them, but along comes sports entertainment, professional wrestling, and now it is truly a part of pop culture. They've just branded what it looks like to be a champion.
My World with Jeff Jarrett, wherever you listen.